We are going to continue down the agenda. I know before we were looking at number 10 to help get us to our 2 p.m. time frame, but we're right on schedule at this point. So what I'd like to do now is go to our petitions and start with number 8, elk preference points, if our folks are ready.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Again, Tom Kirschman, Director of the Wildlife Division. Two petitions in front of you this commission meeting, commissioners, and we'll take them in order they're found in your book. Again, agenda item number 8. The first petition was submitted by Mr. Stephen Swanson out of Rapid City, South Dakota, and it has to do with elk. The petition itself, he asked for an opportunity to give any elk tag to a hunter over the age of 65 and also has over 100 years of elk preference in different seasons. And I'm not sure if Mr. Swanson was able to join us. He was going to try to. I'll look to Chris. Mr. Swanson, if by chance you're on, you'd like to speak to the commissioner about your petition? We did speak to Mr. Swanson, I think it was earlier this week or at the end of last week as well, about the petition. Staff reached out to him. I know he said he was going to attempt to join, but wasn't certain that he could.
We have one cell phone number, but it's not up here.
Okay.
And no, Steve Swanson.
So Mr. Swanson is not on. I'll do my best to describe a little bit more what he submitted in his petition. If he happens to join a little bit later, we can certainly entertain hearing his side as well, Madam Chair. So with his petition, and again, you have it in your booklet, what else would come, basically what he's asking for here is we would identify those individuals that are 65 years of age or older, have 100 or more total preference points, regardless, an aggregate of all the different elk hunting seasons. If you have over 100 points, take that list of individuals, throw their name in a hat, do a drawing, and draw one person that would have the ability then to get or obtain an any elk tag and then have the ability to hunt in the season that has the highest number of preference points from his aggregate of points. We ran a few numbers. Right now, at where we sit today, we have 53 individuals would fit that criteria of 65 years or older plus the 100 or more preference points amongst all elk hunting seasons. On the flip side, there are 165 individuals that would be less than 65 but reach or obtain that 100 or more preference points as well. So you're going to have individuals that in this age group meet that 100, and you're going to have almost twice as many that are younger than 65 that also reach that group of the 100 plus preference points. The reason I'm sharing that is, you know, we understand, we get the questions a lot about elk licenses and waiting for the day they get their name drawn out to go that coveted elk hunting in South Dakota, and we know it's a coveted license, right? We've talked about this numerous times. Our biggest challenge when it comes to elk hunting opportunities in South Dakota, it's a limited resource that is in incredibly high demand. We have, I would argue, maybe some of the best elk hunting in the country when you look at it from the standpoint of success rates. Our hunters that do draw a tag are very, very successful. They do get and have the opportunity to harvest some very high-quality bulls if it's in any elk tag. And so it's highly desirable, right? But we only have so many licenses that we can issue each year because it is a limited resource in South Dakota. We don't have the number of elk that Colorado does or Wyoming does or some of the other western states that are oftentimes compared to elk hunting opportunities. But that being said, we also know that it is a high quality and coveted elk license here in South Dakota. So that is what the petitioner was asking for, is that opportunity to do or for us to establish that type of additional drawing for those individuals. Now, granted, you draw one license or one person out of that hat, and just using this example, 53, you're not going to gain a lot of getting more people that are licensed, right? I mean, it's a very novel approach. I cannot disagree. We understand that people are very interested in that, but it's not going to have a significant impact of people getting that license to go hunting by drawing that one, especially out of that number of people. I mean, just that number alone, if that stayed status, you'd be looking at 50 years just to get through those individuals. So again, we understand the desire of people to go elk hunting, and we'd love to issue more licenses. In fact, we've increased licenses the last couple of years based on where our elk population is at, the quality of the herd that we have. But what I would offer to you from this overall approach, you know, knowing our status of our elk herd, we are going to be bringing license information in a couple of months after we can complete the aerial survey again that we'll be conducting for the Black Hills that we do every 3-4 years. It's on our slate this year. Hopefully, where things stand, we'll be able to provide a few more licenses in addition to what we've offered the last couple of years. But by adding this, number one, it's not going to have an impact to the number of people that want that coveted elk license, right? It would provide one more license when last year we offered up a total of about 1,800 elk licenses in South Dakota between the Prairie, Black Hills, Custer State Park, archery hunting, all the different seasons. So while it's certainly a novel idea and one that we certainly understand, this creates another level of complexity, which we have been certainly trying to avoid within our drawing systems and our lottery draws. And just from that standpoint, I guess our overall recommendation to you would be not to move forward with this approach, primarily from the standpoint we're simply not going to make an impact to the people that are desiring those licenses. We're going to continue to look at elk numbers, elk licenses, how do we do drawings and try to maximize our opportunities, but I think we all understand and recognize that we are talking about a very coveted license, a limited resource, and there's only so many licenses we can issue on an annual basis. And, you know, we'll continue to look at different ways that we can improve those odds, but those are kind of the cards that were dealt when we talk about elk hunting in South Dakota. So, Madam Chair, I'll turn it over to you and the commissioners for any other discussion, and I will certainly try to answer any questions that you may have.
Any questions for Director Kirschman on the petition before us? Commissioner Beast.
Commissioner Beast here. Yeah, I agree with you 100%, Tom. I mean, it is a greatly sought-after tag. And I, you know, 5 years on the commission, I think every year this changed a petition to change our preference points. And I just to be black and white, I mean, the sportsmen need to realize we have a limited resource, and we're trying the best to get as many tags out to the public as we can. But we can only work with so much. I think our cubing system has helped make the higher year people get those tags. And but it's just the way it is. We only have so many elk to go around for all the people that are applying. It's high in demand. And I think we're doing the best we can, so I make the motion to deny the petition.
I have a motion for denial.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Locken. Any comments on the motion to deny? Commissioner Whitmire.
Yeah, Commissioner Whitmire, just a little more on the 218 individuals that have 100 plus years of preference total. Any information on how many of those were successful during the regular draw the way it is with that many preference points?
Commissioner Whitmire, I don't have all of that type of stats and going into the details, but certainly those folks, if they have that many preference points right now, they're still waiting to successfully draw, right? And but we do know, as Commissioner Beast just said, with the cubing of preference points, we've given a better chance to those folks that have a higher number of preference points on an annual basis to draw. But it's still, you know, when you look at last year, we had close to probably, well, we took in over 40,000 applications alone for elk licenses. And so, again, those drawing successes are very difficult because of just the volume of interest in applications for elk hunting licenses.
Thank you. I'm in agreement on denying the petition. I just was wondering if you knew that.
Yep.
It seems to me that 1 in 53 is a lesser chance than what they are poised with 100.
Yep.
you know, points with the cubing of preference points. And then these 216 are likely sitting in pretty good situation, much better than 153. So thank you.
Commissioner Locken.
That's Commissioner Locken here. Do we have any, like these people that are over 65, do we have any idea how many of those have already drawn an elk tag sometime in their life?
Commissioner Locken, we can certainly go back and pull that out. I don't have that information in front of me, but that's something that we'd be able to pull out. You know, again, our system is set up, if you successfully draw an elk tag, a particular bull tag, you have to sit out 9 years again before you can start applying that. And we should be able to go back in that system and pull that type of information out. If that's something you'd like to see, we'll certainly do that.
I'm not asking for it at this time. I was just curious if there was any easy way to do it without going way back into the archives, because a lot of these people could have had it in the 70s real easy.
Any other comments? I will just say this, and maybe it's to Commissioner Locken's point. I wish Mr. Swanson could be here, because I had some questions about why he brought this forward. Was part of the intent that if you had already received a tag in your life, that maybe you would not be eligible for this? As part of his intent, knowing how coveted this tag is, once we start getting to a certain age, we look and we're trying to mark those boxes off of our wonderful moments through life. And so it's unfortunate that he couldn't be here, but even with that, some of the comments that have been made thus far, it's a limited resource, and I agree with the recommendations coming from the department that has to manage that resource, and I too will be voting to deny the petition. With that, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? It has been approved for denial.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and we will draft a resolution for your action as well that you can take up tomorrow then for the reasons for denial of the petition.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
If I may?
Yes.
Very good.